This week's parasha, Parashas Nitzavim, parasha begins describing the length of the Golus, and at the end of the time of the Golus, it doesn't have to be the end, but at some point, towards the end, after many, many years, the Goy, Asher Yov Meretz Rechoka, will be shocked, and the world will view Eretz Yisrael and the Jews and their history with a clear understanding that they were punished and they were cursed and the land was cursed because of their averis, because of their sins. And if you were ever exposed to the article, but when I was a kid, it was a common article from most American boys going to elementary schools in America. They were, you saw the article from Mark Twain, who, when he visited Eretz Yisrael at the end of the 19th century, Goy Asher Yov Meretz Rechoka, describing what a cursed country this place is, what a cursed land. Gorfriz v'melach, he traveled 20 miles between Rehovot, the area Berach, where today's Rehovot, and Petach Tikva. He says swamps, malaria, sickness, death. He's describing this is the blessed land, flowing with milk and honey, the most cursed land he's ever seen. And he comes out to the obvious maskona, you know, that Ozvez Bris Hashem Lekeav Yisayim Nekudsh Baruch Hu punished them, you know, the cursed land, the cursed nation, etc., etc. Then we have a rebound over here. Klal Yisrael is promised over here brachas, and the haftoch of the Geula Asida, which suddenly turns around over here, much, much more than we have in Parshas B'chul Koisei. We have a rebound over here. V'hoya ki yavoy alecho kol advar mei lehabrocha v'aklolo. Shenasati lefanecho, v'ashivoyse levavecho b'chol agoyim asher dechacho Hashem lekecho shomo. V'shavto, as the Rambam brings this in Lichas Tshuva, the haftocho, the Klal Yisrael will ultimately, this haftocho will do tshuva one day. V'shavto ad Hashem lekecho v'shamata b'choyloi. K'chol asher noichim mitzavcho. And over here, there's the haftocho of the Geula. You don't have that back in Parshas B'chul Koisei. V'shov Hashem lekecho shvuscho, v'richamecho. There'll be a kibbutz goliyos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change your heart. He'll bring you closer. He'll be molis levovcha ultimately. And the promise is even greater. Im yeni dachacho b'kzei ha-shamayim, misho mikabetzcho Hashem alekecho, u'misho mikochecho. Ve'viyacho Hashem alekecho la'oretz asher yoshu avisecho ve'yirishto. And here, and Chazal highlight these words for us to appreciate in Gemara a few places. Vehitivcho vehirbucho mea voisecho. The ultimate geula will be, first of all, the pasuk Nevi'im describe achris kereishis lias lachem le'elikim, and the pasuk over here describes in the hatova the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mated with Klal Yisrael. Vehitivcho vehirbucho mea voisecho. Umol Hashem alikachos levovcho. The plan v'atesh toshu v'shamato haftocha on the Geula Asida is gewaltig. Ramban in Chumash already points out the chilik between the toichichos of parshas b'chukoisai to the toichich of here parshas kisovoi. The Ramban stells and he points out the differences, specifically, come in further. Everyone move up a bit. Mach Platz. The Ramban describes many differences between the Toichich of B'chul Koisei and the Toichich over here, Parshas Kisovoi. And specifically, he also makes an emphasis on this Nakuda. How back in Parshas B'chul Koisei, the Psukim don't describe ultimately a real Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmin. What is the psuk over there? At most, what is it? That we do tshuva on some level. It's very interesting. ויסבדו, אין הפרשת בחוקו, יסב, ויסבדו אסבוינו, ואסבוינו אבויסום, ומועלו מה שמועלו בי, ואף אשר הולכו עימי בקרי. They'll do vidui, and they'll recognize their sins, the nation. But we don't see a gula, and even worse. אף אני אלכים עם בקרי, ואיסי יסם בארץ אויביהם, אוי אז, יקונה לבוב המעורל, ואז יוטו אסבוינו. And then there's a promise, וזוכרתי אס פריסי ינקויף, ואף, as Bris Yitzchok, Vaf is Bris Yavon, Ezkovor, Ezkor. But neither Kisa, we don't, there's no Gula there. At most, Vaf Gamzois Biosim Beretz Oiveyem, Loi Maastim, Loi Galtim, Chaloisim, Lofer, Bris Yitom, Kani Hashem Loikeyem. Even when they'll be in the land of their enemies, I'll still remember them. And I never give up on them. I never forsake my nation. And I won't never be made for the Bris. The bris between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is internal, no matter if it looks like a Kodesh Baruch Hu threw us out. I'll never be made for the bris. Boom, and that's where it stops. There's no geula, and the Ramban also says there's no proper tshuva. There's no full tshuva. Vidui, recognition, rachmin, zocharti as brisi, but there's no proper tshuva. There's no full fledged real tshuva. And there's no real geula. Ramban, it's a phenomenal shtick on Ramban. Ramban points out, you go through the details of the Toichach of Parshas B'chukos, it's like it all happened out of the finest detail by his Rishon. You go through the Toichach of Parshas Kisovai, it happened down to the finest detail, specifically by Yesheni. Not only in the Churban of Baishen, but the Ramban points out, last week's Parshas Kisovei is speaking about an extended long period. We suffered under the Romans for many, many, many years, even before the Churban. Before the Churban, there was a situation, he describes that there's certain situations which you have in Parshas Kisovei, which never existed in Bais Rishon. Shorcho tavuach le'inecho. You're being oppressed by a nation. You're planting, and they come. They take away all of your produce. They show up. They kidnap some of your children. They take them away. You can't do anything. They'll have you arrested. Now, it's not describing a Holocaust, them coming in and wiping. That's also described over there at some point. But there's no, the descriptions over there of are you being, you're being oppressed and they're oppressing you. We suffered under the Romans for many, many years before the Churban HaBayis, as Ramban points out, and many, many years after the Churban. Even after Churban Yerushalayim, there still was the issue of up north in Golil, and in Yavne v'Chachome, and different. Yerushalayim was desolate, but Meidach Gisa, there's still. But it was a horrific suffering. And that Toichicho, in certain sense, is the 2,000 years of Golos. The Ramban points out, even in the details of you just look at the history, you look at the psukim, it all matches down to the finest detail. And the Ramban points this out also, that there was no Geula after Bayis Rishon. I mean, of course it was a tremendous matzah. They came back and they built the Migdosh, but there was no Hashruas HaShechina in Bayis Sheni like they had in Bayis Rishon. They had a situation of that they had the Migdosh and they were able to do the Avodah, but they were oppressed. Sometimes, if they kept the rules, they kept the Torah mitzvahs, they weren't oppressed, but they were always under foreign rule. The 420 years of Churban HaBayis weren't the best situation. There were years which were horrific. There were years under the Yevonim. And we were under the Yevonim over there for 180 years now. Of the 180 years we were under the Yevonim, most of those years were good years. But still, we weren't licking honey. It wasn't a geula. And when after the Nitzachon the Chashmonoim Chozer Malchus the Israel, the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, almost 200 years there, but it also, most of that time, it wasn't the best of times. We were in a matzav of golus. There was a Boch once spoke in Yeshiva Chanukah, and he quoted from the Sefer saying how, which I can appreciate the idea how Bais Sheni was betzen the forerunner in giving the strength for Klal Yisrael to survive the golus of after Bais Sheni in a matzav of Churban, because it was in a matzav of certain level of golus, but they were empowered so to speak to be able to go out to golus. Right now it's 1947 years since Churban Bais Sheni. We were empowered by the Bais Sheni, but it was a betzem a forerunner of a tkufa. We've been in golus ever since. And we're still going now through levels of the remnants of the Torah Chacham. We're still in the Golus Edom. We're at the end of the Golus, but we're there still. The Netziv Shtel's back in Parshas B'chukosai. He asks, what went wrong over there? V'svadu Savoylam. They did Vidui, but why weren't they Zoycha to the Geula? Why weren't they Zoycha? Some of you have heard this from me. We've discussed this Netziv before. He says a very, very spooky idea. And we have to appreciate what went on over there and what changes in our parasha. And this is the history. And I would even say we have to appreciate the times that we're living in. We're mamish living through Parashas Nitzavim today. The truth is, I should really share with you. The Gro. Has said, I've seen it from the Gro, how Parshas Dvorim is split into 10 parshias. It's on Vayelach being one parsha. And Sefer Chamishi is connected, the last Aleph. And each parsha is connected 100 years of the Aleph Hashishi. And it's nirmas in the parasha, the nirmas of the parasha, exactly the happenings of that Aleph. We're in Parashas Nitzavim now, Be'etzem. The turn of the Aleph was Tovshin, 1940. Hey, Alofim Tovshin. Siv points out there was something fundamentally wrong. And the Novi in Hosea goes through this at length, and then the Netziv in other places is Marich. The Novi Hosea brings out this Nekuta. Parshas B'chukosai, the Pasuk says, after they do tshuva, the Pasuk says, why? The Pasuk says, Zocharti ve'isvadu savoyim, Zocharti es brisi, and then the Pasuk continues, Va'oretz te'ozev mehem, ve'tiretz es shapsi seho, v'shamo mehem. And that, which the Gemara tells us, that was the 70 years of Golus, which were connected to 70 Shmitas. It's exactly as the Pasuk says. It happened down to the finest detail. There were 70 Shmitas that Klal Yisrael didn't keep, and that's 70 years they were in Golus. V'tirz ha-shapsu yiseho, bo shamo mihem. V'heim yirtu yisavoyinam. Ya'an u'bi-ya'an. B'mishpotai mo'asu, v'zchukusai go'alo nafsho. They were mo'yes, my mishpotit, and in my chukim, they were Go al nafsho. What does that mean? Now, they did tshuva. They wanted the best. The Pasuk in Hosea describes the Kaiser when they did tshuva after the end of after they went through the Toichicha of the Churban Abayis. The Pasuk says as follows: the Kaiser is complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li yizoku Elokai yidanucha. Yisrael. And the Pasuk answers, Zonach Yisrael Toiv, Oyev Yerudefoy. Klal Yisrael dropped that which is good, and therefore they are pursued by their enemies. What does that mean? The Netziv points out over here, the problem, he goes through a good few psukim. I can't go through it all, and it's all parish over there in Hosea. I'll bring out the main idea. He says as follows. He says, Klal Yisrael, they were so involved in different spiritual pursuits in Bais Rishon, with Avodah Zorah, with Kishuf, and with and together with Mikdash. It was a massive mix-up. But they totally diverted their focus from Limud HaTorah and from the Chashivus of Iyun and Limud HaTorah of Torah Shebal Peh. That to use and to realize that the tool of connection between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the Dikduk of Limud HaTorah, the Mishpatim, through the Talmud Torah is the Devek, is the glue that connects Klal Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. It was mufta from them. That even when they did tshuva, but they weren't able yet, b'chlal techat, the importance of the center of a Jew's life has to be the Buddha Torah. That wasn't part of, they weren't shaykh to that. And that's what the Pasuk says. They told the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yeshaya, Yeda'anucho, we want to come close to you. Why are you forsaking us? Why are you bringing us back legamrei? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them through Hoshea, Zonach Yisrael Toiv, Oyev Yerdefoy. With all of your closeness, but that which is Toiv, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lechem Tarazi Al Ta'azoivu, you don't appreciate what it's all about. And therefore, you'll still have to go through years and years of Golos until you ultimately learn that lesson. Loig Ma'astim, V'loig Ga'altim Chaloisim Lafer Brisa Yitom. V'zochar Tulem Bris Rishoinim. And we even got back the Mikdash. Now, let's appreciate history further. Bayis Sheni, Anshei Knesset Gedolah came back, they realized we're going to all fall back to the same place. The Gemara in Sukkah describes how they begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Zman Rachmim, and they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Makar of Klal Yisrael. They begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shecht the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. To slaughter the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And that's what happened. They shech the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. They wanted to shech the Yetzirah of Arayas. And they did on a minimal level at least. The Gemara that describes it's a ganz spooky wooky Gemara over there with a very deep understanding of what's going on. It's beyond most people like us to appreciate properly the mysterious points of the Gemara. But the Gemara has over there a ganz moshel. They blinded even the Yetzirah of Harayis, and therefore it changed. The Yetzirah of Harayis was changed after Baisheni Shalim Mizgara Odom Bekrevoisov. That a person doesn't have a Yetzirah for his closest relatives like it used to be in Bais Rishon Hashem Yirachem. The Yetzirah was diminished. No Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah and no Yetzirah of Harayis in the immediate family. At least that. Now something else drastically changed. We find by Isheni, once that the moment that happened that there was no Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, Nevuah is gone. All the Nevi'im of the beginning of by Isheni were only Nevi'im who the Ruach Nevuah was shared on them from beforehand. There was no new Nevi'im, and Nevi'ah was cancelled. Just appreciate, in the times of Bais Rishon, the Gemara describes he had, in the Tkufa of Eliyahu had Vaiter, Eliyahu had Talmidim that continued to Elisha. There were over a million Nevi'im who were Talmidim of Elisha. There were yeshivas and schools of Nevi'us. It was given a ganz nusach of Avoida of becoming a Novi. Nevi'us was a Mahalach, they were Bnei HaNevi'im. What were the Bnei HaNevi'im by Elisha? They were training to become Nevi'im. There was ganz yeshivas, there was a massive of dveikus. You had yeshivas, you had Bnei HaNevi'im who were connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to a person with Kedaber, not Kedaber Shariah, that was only by Moshe Rabbeinu, but Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a person, a person is able, the Nevuah, to speak back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not what we have in Tefillah, which is we speak one way, but we don't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice back to us just through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhogu with us. But there was a ganze mahalach of avoid of Bais Rishon of Nevuah, Hashra'as Shechina. There was a whole different madrega. They never got that back in Bais Sheni. When they shech the Yitzhak of Avodah Zarah, they begged for one thing. The Loshon of the Medrash, Medrash of Lozar Godel, it's a Medrash also. The Loshon is that, like, Omr la Kodesh Baruch Hu, Einanu boinim leveino leveino. We don't want to build a mikdash until you promise us that you'll be megalos to soides atayra. Hoido, hadoro, izuzo, tifarto, to be megalos to us the pnimius hashleimus of Torah shebalpe. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu promised them, and they went there by sheni. Phew, everything changed. The Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu was focused only, and because there was no other way. And in Shira Kater, there was no Orein, there was no Hashuas Shechina on that level in Mikdash, and there was no Nevu anymore. It was all about what? Yeshivas. You had Talmud Torah Barabim, as the Rambam describes, you had tens of thousands, Revovois, Va'alofim, Yisrael, sitting and learning Yeshivas of, and you had Shema Yavtal. Every single generation had their Marbitzei Torah of the generation, the Gdoli Ador, who were Marbi Yeshivas, and it was a tremendous, the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, by Yishen, was through Limud Torah Shebal Peh. That's the beginning of the Tekufa, the Tanoim, the Zugois, all the Mishnayos. And it's been going on since. What happens in this week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim? Zok the Torah Azeh. V'hoya ki yavohu olecha kol advor meile habrocha v'aklolo asher nasati lefanocha v'ashivoy sele v'vecho v'chol agoyim asher idechacho asher melekecho shomo v'shavto ad Hashem melekecho v'shoma'ato b'koyloi. And you'll see this phrase Shomata Bekoyle the whole time. What is Lishmoya Bekoyle Hashem? What's meant Lishmoya Bekoyle Hashem? It's a beautiful idea from the Nitziv on the Parsha of the Akedah. Over there also, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilu of Ahava by the Parsha of the Akedah is based on what? Ya'an. What was the tremendous Vizboruchu b'zaracha kol goyaris ekev asher shomato b'koyli. Shomato b'koyli. What's it given to shomato b'koyli? Abi Mikatzer on that passion, that Akedah, but there's one nekuda that I want to take out from there, which is, it's a tremendous idea that the Netziv is maruch over there in the passion of that Akedah. And on the world of shomato b'koyli, the Netziv shows that throughout Tanakh, Lishmoya b'kol Hashem doesn't mean following what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listening in the sense of being obedient. It means listening carefully, being medaktik, and understanding what's the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's raid. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Ha'aleu shom lo'oil al ha'achad ahor ma'asher ma'arelecho, and then we find what Avram did by the Akedah. We find he built a Mizbeach. He did a Mizbeach. The Gemara has the Yukim from the Psukim Joshes, like a Bomas Tzibur. Like a Bomas Tzibur. Only a Bomas Tzibur has a Din Eitzim. And obviously there was a Din Eitzim over there. A Bomas Yochid doesn't have a Din of Eitzim. And the Halei Loilo, and something very interesting. Avram Avinu was oiked Yitzchak on top of the Eitzim. Since when do we have a shechita of an oiler on top of a mizbeach? Novos. The Netziv goes through and details the lomdus cheshboines that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Ha'aleyu lo'oilo al achad horem asherim arilecho, where Avraham Avinu understood the din that has to din a din b'mas tzibur. It is a din, couldn't call it, it's a din mizbeach. Because if there's a yichun lok and beherchach, there's a din mizbeach. In the lomdus going on over there. And see if over there goes through the details of the parashat and needed kronos, and needed a yesod, all the halachas, he was mekayim down to the finest detail. An oilo is not korev al gavid mizbeach only because the or ha'oilo, it doesn't have a din bosa, and the or ha'oilo has to be taken off. Avraham Avinu made a lomdus and cheshvin. If the or of an odom halachically has a full din of bosa. And Mimel Vakadosh Baruch Hu tells him to be male Yitzchak as an oila together with the or. And over there it's chaluk from a behemoth, or of an odom. And the details of what he had to do, Avram followed it down to the finest detail. And more than that, the Netziv also cheshvins that if you just listen to the word, ha'aleyu, ha'aleyu, amarti lo shochteyu, how did he know that he had to do shochteyu? That was also. There was also because of a dictic of an understanding of the parish of Oilo. ultimately, Chazal tell us, when he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, let me do, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Al tishlach yotcho el anar, Kodesh Baruch Hu repeating says, Va'al tas leim u'umo. Chazal says, what's the Al tas leim u'umo? When Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Al tishlach yotcho el anar, so he says, okay, I won't kill him, but at least I'll take out enough dam to make his rikas dam. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Al tas leim u'umo. Don't touch him. Ay, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ha'aleyu. Then, the Gemara is a whole shakti v'tai. He tells him, "Haleo amartu chavloi shochteu." But without the dibur, because the Gemara has a whole cheshbon that it was shnei ktuvim al kishim ze ze. It's only after Achi Yosef Akris Ashlishi ve'achriya benev that he understood what Kodesh Baruch Hu told him what he's supposed to be doing, that he's supposed to do haleo, not a shochteu. But otherwise, he would have had to do a shochteu. Then it even goes to the cheshbon, and ultimately he says the whole shchita was only because he was doing carefully, making the halachic cheshbon of why he had to do a shchita. What does that Kodesh Baruch Hu tell him? You were Shomea Bekoili. You learned up my words like a Lamdin. You listened carefully. You were Lishmoya Bekoil Hashem. You carefully were Medaktek, Metadiktuk, Metalomdis, Bomatsibu, Yochid, Eitzim, Ha'aleyu, Agan Tzazach. That Chavivus that we're going to beg on Rosh Hashanah that we should be Zoicha to, why is it? This following Hashem's word on the literal meaning and not thinking twice. But then there's a Nocha Madrega. Ikev Asher Shomato Begoyli. His Borchu Bizaracho Kol Goy Yoretz. Your descendants, they'll be the chosen nation, they'll live forever. What was the Haftocha? That Knetzach Yisrael Yishaker. V'yirash Zaracha Sharoiva, that there'll be a Nitzchis of Yisrael. It's another Shmuz, not for now. The Haftocha was that Knetzach Yisrael will never change. And there'll always be a Klal Yisrael. That was a Midah Kenegan Midah because he wanted a Shechti Yitzchok. Because he was a Shomato Bekoili. The Netzach Yisrael, the Netzach Yisrael shows because of the Shmoya Bekol Hashem. Because of doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, Mutalom this, with carefully, with trying to understand. What is the din? What's the halacha? Wrecking our brains, tog in nach, day and night, with the Yisrael Yom V'layla to understand what is the Dvar Hashem. That's the Shmoya Bekol Hashem. The Netziv says throughout Tanakh, that's always the reference of Lishmoya B'kol Hashem, is being careful, listening. Doesn't mean, it means dar hearing, like Shema Yisrael means internalize. Koloshin Shta Shomea, Chazal Darshan on the word Shema Yisrael. It's internalizing what is the Dvar Hashem, Lishmoya B'kol Hashem. Dos is Vashteido in this week's parasha. And that's the result of what's different in the Geula Asido to the Geula of Bayis Rishon. That over here, the Haftoch, what's going to change over here will be Vishavto ad Hashem Elokecha Vishomato Bekoiloi. Learning Torah will be the main focus of the nation. Vishomato Bekoiloi. And a national level will be Zoiche to be Dovukin HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the proper tshuva will be when ultimately as a nation will appreciate this is the way to be dovek and Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol aman chayecha. And when we do that, we have the tremendous haftocha v'shova Hashem l'kecha shvuzcha v'mitchach v'psiyah shemayim v'tivcha v'hir b'chol me'avisecha mol Hashem l'kecha s'levavcha v'ato toshu v'shomato b'koil Hashem. Says the Netziv, there's a haftocha. When you make that decision, you make that conscious decision that you want to be the Shema and Kadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you I'll help you along. I'll help you along and I'll bring you that up to that mahalach. Vata toshu v'shomato b'koil Hashem. It's going to work for you. You'll succeed. You'll be able to blib in learning. You'll be able to, as a nation, you'll be able to become a nation of lomdim. It will happen. That's the haftocha. Ki yoshiv Hashem losiv solecho letoiv kashir sos alav yisecho. Ki tishma. It's all about kitishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. Kitishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. Kitosh b'Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. The ultimate real tshuva on a national level will be b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha will be through Divrei Torah. And that's the ultimate, it's the haftorah we're going to have on Rosh Hashanah also. Meirochik Hashem nirali, avasoy lo mahavtich, alken mishachti chosed. Meirochik Chazal say in that posuk, meirochik elim tuch Divrei Torah. That even if we don't have a mikdosh, even if we're thrown out with Amstri de Chorev, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Holech lahargia li Yisrael,
Go calm them down, explain to them. There's a Dveikus in a Kodesh Baruch Hu who doesn't need a Mikdosh. It could be on the Black Gemara, it could be learning Zvachim, it could be learning Menachim, it could be learning Kodeshim, even if you're not in the Sugya of the Maisa. You don't have a Mizbeach, you don't have a Kronos, you don't have a Zrika, but the Sugya, the Lomdis, you could have. And that's Meirocha Kashem Nir. And the Gemara Darshans, Avas Oilam Mahaftich, the Gemara and Brochas Darshans. The two Nuschois they had ready in the time of the Gemara. Nusach Sfard, what we have today, Nusach Ashkenaz, and Gemara's done. Those who say Avarabba Aftonu, and those who say Avas Oilam Aftonu. And the Gemara says both are good, both are true. And the Gemara Darshans, Avas Oilam, because it's going on that posuk. The Gemara says the pasuk of Meruchik Shemim Avas Oylam Ahavti. What's a Havas Oylam? It's a Hava Sheina Tluyan anything. It's a Hava forever. You have a Mikdash, you don't have a Mikdash, but you have the Sugya. The Sugya is always there. That's Meruchik. You can be off Los Angeles, you can be off in Hawaii. Abes Medjish Hostu. You have a Blad Gemara, you have a Sugya, you have it all. That could be Meruchik. Okay, Lomadaher. Let's take this a step further just to understand. According to this Mahalach, the past 2400 years of Golus, and the point of history we are today. Kum techois, comes out, the suffering, and what we had to go through, and the lessons. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give suffering to Kai Yisrael stam. It's all to bring us closer. Leman Nebris, Zachartes Bris Yankiv. To bring us back and closer to Him. We've gone through all these years in order to ultimately appreciate She'ein Lanu Shira Katoira Azois. To come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu that the true Dveik is only through Torah. It's hard for us to relate to far off history, but let's just relate to history of the past 90 years, 100 years. I'll go back a bit further, Efsha Abyssal. The world, basically, from the beginning of the 19th century already, began to go off the derech, the world. We got the world. Ever since Napoleon, it was the beginning of a shift in the world, which the nail in the coffin of that was in World War I. But the world throughout the 19th century was swinging. There was no Yitzhahara of Abidazora, but was swung slowly away from. Even after Zohar, the Gemara says a kofer is worse, but swung into absolute just kfirah. Swung slowly into kfirah. And even World War I was the breakdown of, basically, of the moral world, which the world beforehand, the world afterwards, was a different world in that aspect. I mean, throughout the 19th century, slowly but surely, the world was going into kfirah. Just in kfirah. Ozav Hashem is Oretz. The old world, still 250 years ago, there was a Yiras Shemaim that the Sam Shegetz and Shikta had out there. On their stupid, warped, obnoxious level. On a most basic level, there was something there. But slowly, Kfira brought communism, Nazism, the worst of evil of humanity. The worst. Now, together with that, the Jewish world has been challenged tremendously. And let's go now, even the Jewish world began getting challenges also like never before. It reached a situation with all the liberalism in Europe, the Lom Dei HaTorah, and it wasn't only then the Lom Dei HaTorah, but the Lom Dei HaTorah, those are the ones who managed to hold on. And the others had horrific challenges in Yiddishkeit, on the most basic level. But they still managed on some level. Came World War II. Came the Golus Achron of America. With all of its challenges, and there's a new phenomenon after the war. You want to be Jewish? You need Jewish education. You have to have yeshivas. The hardship of America taught us things which our elder Zaydis at the turn of the previous century didn't even chap. I would say many people didn't chap it in the 1930s and the 1940s. What's wrong? Why can't you have erliche? Why can't you have good erliche kids? Why can't you have continue? You have to go to Jewish schools. Why can't you be a good American, go to the American schools, and be an erliche good yid? The challenges didn't allow it. The nisyonis were so hard. Malta Zaidi, who came to America at the turn of the previous century, never would have chapped. He himself was meisenevish for Yiddishkeit and Shmir Shabbos. His father-in-law was meisenevish for Shmir Torah Mitzvahs and the most. And their own kids, they had no havamina what's going to happen. The nisyonis were horrific. The nisyonis were terrible. Most of them are assimilated married to Shkotzim and Shiksas today. Gone. There's no survival. Without Jewish education, it's all gone. That was something that the hardship of the Golis and the challenges of the Golis taught us. Until World War II, it wasn't even recognized. After World War II, the Chassidish Tzibur, which never had yeshivas back in Poland, because they were Zaftik, they were Brenedik, you had Yoshim sitting in the Batei Midrashim, you had every single Chassidus in Ger, before the war, they were between the wars. There were tens of thousands of Bochum learning Yom V'Layla, but not Lav Dafkin instruction of yeshiva. There was Tiferes Bochum at night. Back before the war, the Imre Yemis was said about the Imre Yemis, that was the Ger Rebbe who was nifted in 1948, but it was said on him in the 30s. He has 100,000 chassidim who don't wear tefillin. Why not? Because they're not bar mitzvah yet. But they were Brenedik chassidim. After the war, every single chassidus came to realize, unless we make yeshivas, there's no future. Back in Poland, you had hundreds of thousands of lomdim uflogim without a structure of yeshiva. Chachmei Lublin realized that was the one yeshiva structure in a structured form. You had lomdim bochrim unu shas, and they used to go to work 2 hours here, 3 hours there, 4 hours here, and some of them had to work more or less, but there was a tiferes bochrim. You could be Jewish without being, without going through a full-time yeshiva. 2025, is it shaykh to be Jewish? Jewish without learning full-time yeshiva? When I mean Jewish, keeping Torah mitzvahs the way Torah mitzvahs is supposed to be kept? Impossible. It's not shayach. I barely know how it's shayach with all the challenges bochum your age have, even if you're in yeshiva, how to be Jewish. But this is the only thing on the Shirak HaTorah Azois to get ourselves in. And you all know, I don't have to share with you, we all know, with today's challenges, unless a person is connected to Lindish Asugya, he's gone. Not sure I have to be Jewish anymore. It's all these nisyonis of Golis are coming to for a purpose and to a point. There's a reason we're going through all of this. And can I know we're also steiking? We're steiking, we're chapping it. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, Shuvu Elai, Vashuv Aleichem. We get the message the hard way, the easier way. Yes, we're learning to appreciate. You can't be Jewish. Unless you have a kviyas, you're connected to the Bis Medrash. And Adarava. And this is the. Push comes to shove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. It's rushing up the gula. We've had all the nisyonis of the times. And there's a haftoch over here. Vishavta Hashem Lekech, Vishomata Bekoiloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us. Vishavta Hashem Lekech, Shvuscho, Vrichamecho. What's v'yirishto? What's his v'yirishto? Because Baruch Hu can bring person to Eretz Yisrael. But love dafke that he'll be zoiche to connect to it. One of the Baruch Hu spoke last week but on the Shabbaton. There's you can get brochas v'hisigucha. It catches up with you. You get it. And sometimes the opposite is also shubolecha klolois, but not just you go through vehi sigucha Hashem yirachem. There's brachas vehi sigucha. Got to sit there with the tehillim. Yeah. We've seen many people come to Eretz Yisrael This isn't my deal. Rabbi Aryeh Levin used to say this one. Pasuk says, Kelekim Yoshia, the end of Pasuk Perek Samach Tes. Kelekim Yoshia Tzion. V'yivna Ara Yehuda. V'yosh Vushom. V'yei Roshua. But who will be the ones? Who will be the ones who will be Zoyche to get Eretz Yisrael and blibe there and stay there and make it part of who they are and they'll be connected to it? V'zera avodov yincholuho, they'll become a nachle for them. V'oyavishmoy yishkinu bo. Ultimately, Rabaria gave this back. He was nifta in 1967. He said, those are not oyavishmoy. They won't remain over here. They won't stay over here. They'll become Yoritim. Shborchu, blessed Eretz Yisrael. It's a tremendous bracha. But who'll be zoicha to connect to Eretz Yisrael, become part of it? The oyavishmoy. Those want to be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we want to do the right thing, we'll get it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and I'll help you. You'll succeed. Va'ata toshuv v'shomato b'koil Hashem. Rabbi Yoina, on the previous pasuk of Mol Hashem v'kechos levocha, says that he speaks on a yochid and it's true on a tzibur. Bal tshuva is promised. Someone who wants to do tshuva, he'll succeed. He doesn't know how I'll get out. How can I get out of all my shmutz, out of my nonsense, out of my bad ways? I'm so entrenched in so many bad habits. How can I get out of it? Mol Hashem kechos levavchos, as Rabbeinu Yoina just points out the pasuk, Shmuel promises you, I'll help you. I'll be mol your lave. I'll cut off that orla. I'll change you. You want to change? Pischuli Pesach, chudish al machat, and I'll take you along. Trust me. Half the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur be'etzem are in that sheirish. What do we beg at the end of in the shortest video that we have on Yom Kippur, the end of Ne'ilah? It's all help me along and I'll go along with you, Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mal Hashem Kechos Levavcha. If we want to go along, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help us along. And on a national level, that's the Pshut Yishal Mikra speaking on a national level. I'll bring you back and I'll help you back. You'll be able to be lishma b'kol Hashem. I'll give you the opportunities to be able to sit and learn. I'll give you the yeshivas. I'll give you the financial opportunities. I'll give it all to you. You'll have the b'pribitnecha. You'll have the kind of the einikach the learn, and you'll have a tremendous bracha in ma'asi yodecha, b'priyad mosecha. What is Kashisosa by the Gula Rishoina? The Gula Sida will be like the Gula Rishoina. What was the Gula Rishoina? What's the Targum on those words, on that Posuk? I uplifted you spiritually as if you were on the wings of eagles, and I've obvious chemelai. I took you from Memtashari Tumah to Memtashari Kedusha in a short span of time. Ultimately, they needed the 40 years to internalize all of that. As Chazal say, with Limud HaTorah Shebal Peh, with Limud HaTorah. Otherwise, it would have just floated away. But we're muftach that that's the osir. This is where we are at our time of history. Now, each and every single individual is born at a point of time where he has to fulfill his tafkid in the world that he's born into. I was born the year that I was born. Rabbi Rothman was born the year that he was born. Each and every one of you were born in the year that you were born. We all have different tafkidim. But one thing is very clear. What is the tafkid of the time? Coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha through lishmoya b'kol Hashem. Becoming Talmid HaChomim. Becoming Lomdin. Spreading the light. Teaching the sweetness of the Torah to the masses. Each and every one of us has a tafkid. First of all, to be lishmoya b'kol Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every generation his challenges. And Bochum, your age and your stage, you have challenges that Bochum and my, when I was your age, I never had the challenges you have. But it's for one purpose. If in my times, a Bochum would have been able to think, I'll be able to be an Erlich Hayid, while not being in, connected to the Beis Medrash. Today, the circumstances with the hardships of Golus force it. It is impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coaching Klal Yisrael towards the right path. And each and every one of us is a tafkid, as a yochid, and his place in history. Klal Yisrael will come back. Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. And I want to tell you, Abba Herzogut, Herzogut, there's a tremendous siyata dishmaya of the times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to open our eyes and see what's going on. The capabilities of Limud HaTorah that we're getting. The opportunities are being thrown in our face because the challenges are so big, but there is the tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to bring the world somewhere. He's trying to bring his nation closer to him. The opportunities are all out there. Even financial opportunities, yeshivas opportunities. I was with Rosh Shiva two nights ago, being Menachem Ovel, the children of Daniel Efron from Beis Israel. They were begging Rosh Shiva to tell them about 1982, about when the Rosh Shiva built Teres Moshe together through my life. They were begging for... And Rosh Shiva, at some point, they were asking about the Mahalach of the Yeshiva this way, and Mahalach of the Yeshiva that way. She was going to... You don't have... There was nothing. What do you mean nothing? It was. But he says, do you know what the Yeshiva Matzav of 1982 was? A guy who wanted to learn, an American Bacher wanted to learn, what were his options? Rosh Shiva began describing. And America's a Torah, a tree, then became split tree, and... There was no the whatever all the issues, but there barely was opportunities. We wanted to make a place. The guy serious wants to sit and learn and have a mocker. You guys, today in 2025, I don't want to say the world because it's not true. I can say you're spoiled. You have so much opportunity. No, but Nebuch, you're challenged like no one else has been challenged before. But together with all the challenges, which is forcing you to realize to make your decisions, you're given all the opportunities. Do you know what our school Mishnayos are? Our school Gemaras are. For the guys out there who start for the, it's all there. It's helping you. There's so much opportunity. There's so much opportunity. There's a reason for all of this. Now, Herzogut, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a purpose for the nation to get somewhere, the nation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the nation back. The nation is going to get there. Esther was told by Mordechai something very, very powerful. The Yeshua is going to happen. Either through you or through someone else. If it won't be through you, and you're put in this matzav, in this, and you're able to make that difference, at beis avich tevedu, v'revach v'atzol yamur la'yudim mokim achem. Rabbi Isai, we all have to internalize that message also for ourselves. There's so much opportunities going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing his nation back to him. It's happening. It's happening. It could happen through us. We can be the vehicles of making this happen with the tremendous siyata d'shmaya as it's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here with us and we were all born. Why were we born in the tkufa that we are? Why am I born 1972 speaking English with you today? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from me. He put me here. Each and every one of us has a tafkid. We all have a mission. Either we rise and steig, take that... Take our mission and we succeed in the shlichus of Hashem, and we're matzliach. We do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We're lishmoya b'kol Hashem. This is also lishmoya b'kol Hashem. You have to. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu will from me? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Why was I put here? Why was I born in 2003, 4, 5, 6, and I was in with all of my family circumstances, with all of my nisyonis to be, and I'm giving so much opportunity. Why? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me as a Yochid? We're standing to din in 3 days from now. Why was I born? When I was born? With the opportunities that I have when I'm born. And not to think everything that I've done wrong and all the challenges that I have, but change! See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there to help you. He wants something from you. See all the goodness that he's giving you, all the opportunities he's given you. Live up to it. Live up to it and rise above all of it. We can become part of it. And zeichah to tremendous yata d'shmaya in this mission. Or chas v'shalom, not be part of it. We'll just be mundane. The world around us will be changing and is changing. We can be the ones to make the change. We can live up to our tafkid HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. If we're part of that, adarabba, that's going to be our hatzolah, l'dor l'doros. And if not, like Mordechai told Esther, revach v'atzolah yamar la'yehudim. If you choose, it's going to be through you. And you're going to be zoiche that the Nes of Purim is called Megillas Esther. We should be zoiche that each and every one of us should be part of the role of the Geula HaSita in bringing Torah through our own Yegiyah and Omol, in uplifting ourselves, Limud HaTorah, and being a light for Klal Yisra, living up to our Tafkid. And that's what the Din of Rosh Hashanah is all about. To give you the Kalim, to give you the tools, or not to give you the tools. Are you going to use the tools I'm going to give you? You're not going to use the tools that I'm giving you. And do I have to give you different challenges for you to rise above and to realize, to change, or not? That's what the Din is all about. What to give you in the new world that Kodesh Baruch Hu recreates? How is he recreating the world and every single one of us as an individual? It's going to happen. May we be zoiche that we should fulfill our unique tafkid that's mutal on us in this tkufa and to rise and shine and be zoiche to fulfill our tafkid and to get all the kelim that we need to be part of this kisho toshu b'shamata b'kod Hashem Elokecha. Shabbos.